As 2021 comes to an end, we leave behind a wonderful year of English grammar. This year, we explored many areas: adjectives, phrasal verbs, determiners, and more. We also explored many areas of popular culture, films, songs, and even sports. But one theme stood out this past year: the passing of the seasons. With the changing seasons and the passing of days, the Everyday Grammar team explored the connections between grammar and time. As 2021 comes to an end, let's explore how the passing seasons played an important part in our programming this year. With the arrival of spring in 2021, the Everyday Grammar team wrote about phrasal verbs with the term spring. Examples included spring on, spring from, and spring up. All of these phrasal verbs have different meanings, but the central point of that report was to show you how these phrasal verbs, and the noun spring, the season, carry or suggest the idea of a beginning, growth, movement, or change. In North America's summer months, we did three reports that had some connection with the season. These included verbs and summer weather, grammar for rest and relaxation, and grammar for planning summer trips. In terms of verbs, linking verbs played an important part in the way we taught how to describe summer weather. These linking verbs included feel, look, and get, as in, it feels humid, the clouds look scary, or it's getting hot. In our grammar and relaxation report, we explored the structure have plus a noun phrase, as in have lunch, have plans, or have a blast, meaning to have a lot of fun. And in our planning summer trips report, we explored how Americans talk about future time, will and be going to. The seasonal change to autumn, also known as fall, gave the Everyday Grammar team a chance to explore descriptions. Descriptions are important for autumn. It is a time of wonderful colors, cooler temperatures, and tasty seasonal treats. We explored adjectives, noun phrases, and determiners. We taught how to create descriptions of a happy fall day. As our year comes to an end, you might wonder about our current season in the United States, winter. Winter is a time of cold temperatures, gray skies, and yet warm feelings and celebrations, such as Christmas and the New Year. We will end this report with a question for our readers and listeners around the world. If you had to connect the winter season with a subject within grammar, what subject would that be? Why? The Everyday Grammar team connected spring with phrasal verbs, summer with linking verbs, and fall with adjectives. But what about winter? Let us know what you think in the comments section of our website. And have a safe, healthy, and happy 2022. I'm John Russell.